You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So starting with the Harei Kedem. So we're going to see about the issues in the Harei Kedem. So Harei Kedem with Yoshe Be'er Sefer has a lot of fantastic things in Chanukah. So he writes like this: the Rambam in Perek Dalos Halacha Ikosam, a madlikin neres Chanukah shetishka chama. You do not light neres Chanukah before Shkia. Ella im Shkiosa, you light at the Shkia, lo me'achrim v'lo makdimim. Not any later, not any earlier. I remember this Rambam gave me a lot of agita in yeshiva. What do you mean? You have to light with the Shkia, not any later, not any earlier? Then it's impossible. How are you able to actually get the right time of Shkia? I mean, the Shkia is like, it's impossible, not earlier, not later. How is that possible? So he says like this, the Rambam writes, Shkia. Shchanorch explains it's end of Shkia Tzitzakrichovim. And that's a Magen Avraham. But the Biur HaGro, that's what you're learning, Kavona Saram Litchilas HaShkia. The Rambam means the beginning of the Shkia. That's how they do in Yerushalayim, actually. The beginning of the Shkia. V'chelines Tainis Tibur. Kol Tainis Lo Shokol of Chama Lo Shmei Tainis. When the Gemara says, the Tainis needs until Shkia. And there, until Shkia, is also to mean beginning of the Shkia. Pirus Shulchan Aruch, the Ayim Shlishlibu Tzitzakrichovim, Shulchan Aruch says until Tzitzakrichovim, the Ur HaGro says Shkia Sachama, Venisanus Arakad Shkia. So the Shulchan Aruch always says Shkia means the end of the Shkia, i.e. Tzitzakrichovim. Shitas HaGro is the Shkia. When the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam say Shkia, they mean the beginning of the Shkia. Oid Kosav HaRambam. So but he says like this. So the Rambam says, has to be the beginning, according to the Gro, the beginning of the Shkia, 6:427, exactly. Not any later, not any earlier. Doesn't make any sense. Oid Kosav HaRambam. Shokhar Chayzi V'loid Gim Shia Sacham. If you did not light exactly the Shkia, Madlik V'oy Lecha Teshich La'merek B'lashok, you could light until people stop walking outside. V'kam Uzman K'mo Chatzi Shao Yoter, Abar Zman Zed Madlik. You have half an hour later. Anything later than that, you do not light. Behind Beisef and Ma'aser Rav, the Ma'aser Rav in the Gros says, Chatzi Shoch Azman Kloiser B'Ashuk Madik B'Lomro, Chatzitas HaGro is very machmir. That if you light half an hour after the Shkia, you don't make a brocha. Bezeh Loch Moshekos of Arabo, that's not like our minhag, which is Arabo. The Bizman Hazeh Madik Bifnim Yochel Likol HaLayla, Chatzitas Arabo is that you could light the whole night. The Gros says only half an hour. Bezeh Loch Gros, this man is going to grow is that even today you only have a half an hour to light. So this, the Rambam is also mashma the same way. Says Rabbi Yoshe Be'er, Venish Le'er Midas HaGro. Dein Maise Rav, so the Rabbi Yoshe Be'er asks a kasha, the growth of the Maise Rav in itself. Shekos Be'zel Shor, Zman Ad Lo Kazir Es Chanuk Mishit, Yishka Chama Kod Mishit Sekri Chovim. Shita Sarambam, Shita HaGro, we're saying, you light at the beginning of the Shkia, Al Ken Madlikim Kod Mishit Basarvi, so the Minak HaGro is to light before Ma'irif. The kosher should be revealed like it's polyfill as Ma'ariv, Karavar Chatzisho, Lachashkiya Zachama. Is mashma that they light right before Ma'ariv. Right before Ma'ariv is much later than half an hour after Shkia. Shita Sagro is that you light in the beginning of the Shkia. If you did not light within half an hour, that's it, you can make a brocha. So asks the Rabbi Yoshe Be'er, 1 second, if they light before Ma'ariv, it's always after half an hour. V'ayin b'yura groz b'tzorefer g'vitzik kuchov, v'yik idliku k'yure Ma'ariv, oy kosher. Another kash of Ma'aser Rav. But Motzei Shabbos, the question is how you do Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, you can't light by the Shkia, right? Because it's Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, Chanukah, Mizdazi, Me'od, Nispar, Lamar, V'mugdam, Ha'ev, Shoris. Shittas HaGro is that you daven Ma'ir with the earliest time possible on Motzei Shabbos. Kiddush Le'yavar, Zman, Adlok, Ev, the Brocha, that you should not miss the time to make the Brocha. V'shamanu, Shepamach, Hazich, Edechav, Me'mispar, Le'mesluk, Filasar, V'se Shabbos, Le'ligur, Kodim, Ne'ezchar, V'kai, Spar, Kedelektiv, Ne'ezchar, Kizmana. One time, people were late, and the Gro made them light Ne'ez Chanukah before davening Ma'ariv, Omotzoi Shabbos. 1 second, Frech, ask Sabi Yoshimir, V'tzorch, De'halach, Hatzizak, V'chom, Plas Ma'ariv, Kvar, Be'lovachi, Omar, Chatzish, Shabbos, Shkia. 1 second, what does it help you? Anyway, you have to wait 45 minutes. According to the Groy, it's only half an hour of Shkia. So how does it work? What does it help? So the Groy says, one time somebody got late. There in Motsoi Shabbos, you can never light. By the way, the Biskarov Shita is in Motsoi Shabbos, there is no Zman. Why? Because it's impossible. How can you light it? Shita, the Biskarov passes like the Groh, that you light the Eros Chanukah by the Shkia. On Motsoi Shabbos, by the time you light, is already at least 45 minutes later. According to the Groh, you can't even make a brocha. So ask Rabbi Shimon, what's the Maaser Rav? The Maaser Rav tells you the Motsoi Shabbos you should have very quick. One time, somebody got late, and he said, okay, light near his Chanukah, and then daven Maariv. What does that mean? That's too late already. The Anir Eloimer, and he says something here, by the way, this is your Shiver. I, Mamish, do this le'alocha because I think it's emes lamito, and that's how we do it. And that's a very practical idea of when to light, according to the Groh. The Apima di Isa b'Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says like this. The Bisud Rav Yosef Avem Achrav Adlakatla. The wife of Rav Yosef would light Neiris late. Omar Rav Yosef Esther, Tanya lo yomi shamudi anan yomi mushav yesh laila, milamit shamuda enan, mashmuda esh, amuda esh, mashmuda onan. The omud onan and the amuda esh, they made up each other. In other words, the omud ho onan, the cloud pillar in the midbar, it came earlier than the day. And the pillar of fire came before the night. So in other words, you always have to anticipate. So you should anticipate. You should not light the candles at the last minute. Wait. You should not wait at your last minute. You should light earlier. That's what Rav Yosef told his wife. So his wife decided, okay, let's light now earlier. He told her, that's not right. Don't be late or early. Very interesting. That's the Loshon HaRama by Chanukah. Rashi says, Ner Shabbos. This is talking about Ner Shabbos. That Ner Shabbos, Rav Yosef's wife would light late, and he told her, no, you have to anticipate. Then she decided to light it too early. Told her, not too early is not good either. But that's very schwer. What, she lit Ner Shabbos late? What, she was Mechal Shabbos? Doesn't make any sense. You have to bring a pasuk from the Omu, the Onan, that you have to light it early. The Ulam Baramba Manal Shigono Chav Lo Meachem Lo Magdim, that lotion, not later or not any earlier. Mashva the Suya talks about Neris Chanukah. The Beyam Rivo Shilag Dushlacher, and Neris Chanukah is that. The Chemivur Bemagimin Losa, the Magimishna says that's the Mekora Rambam. The Mekora Rambam is exactly this Suya. Which means, Be'emet of what came, you ask Mechasecha Sofrim. Mechasecha Sofrim says that Beferush. Isa, mitzvahs ad lakosu b'shitish kachama, the mitzvahs ner Chanukah is b'shitish kachama ad shetich l'erg nashuk. Ve'api sh'ray al adover, zech al adover, and this Mechasecha Sofrim brings a raya, lo yomu she'on when the Adam, lo yoyman, Abur Heon and Yoyman, Ve'amudesh Laila. Ve'imidliku bayom, and oisim imenu v'orchem alav. If you light too early, don't make a brocha. She'ken omru, ad she'yosu v'noiroi. Ve'abir ba she'tzichim ladig lo yischam, she'yaskam ha'koyin b'tzitzik v'chom. So this explains the Shibir. The real Zman of Adlokas Ner is Sof Ashkia, which is Tzitzik v'chomim. The reason why you light earlier is because of this halacha. We learn from Amud Heon and Amud Hesh that you have to light it prior, you have to anticipate. So when the Groh says that you light Neiros Chanukah after the beginning of the Shkia, because the idea is you have to anticipate. The Zman is really Tzis Akoy Chovim, Sof Ashkia. And after Tzis Akoy Chovim, it has to be lit for half an hour. But the halacha is that you have to anticipate. You anticipate from the beginning to the end of the Shkia. So it comes out that this is the halacha. So it says like this, Ve'abir demashi tzirichim ladig nirushan mishkia sachama, koidim Tzis Akoy Chovim, mikadu lo yomish. The reason why we light before Tzis Akoy Chovim is not because it is Maner Chanukah, it's a special halacha. There is Chanukah, you have to anticipate. The Kmosh Omud Oesh Ba'oid Lifnei Sheposak Omud Onan, the same way that the Omud Oesh in the Midbar came before the night. Achinam in the Lekner Sorch Le'agdi Besad Loka Le'koidish Manzik Mesaner. Neros Chanukah is a halacha that has to be lit before the Zman. ולזה מדליקים בשקיעת החמה קודם תזכרי חודים. So says Rabbi Yoshua Ben, when is the Zman Hadlaka? The Zman Hadlaka is any time before the beginning of Shkia until Tzatzakui Chovim. Why? Because the Zman of Eres Chanukah is from Tzatzakui Chovim until half an hour later. But the halacha is that you have to light Eres Chanukah prior to it, during Bein Hashmoshes. Why can't you light before the beginning of the Shkia? Koidem Shkia, Kumishum the Shoga B'tiyaman, because then during the day it doesn't make any sense. The Madlik B'yomamash L'chol V'zeshem Niklal. If you light too early, that's Kurdish. The B'yom L'shech Klal L'chev, Zeshem Nirshul Yisamish B'yom, because there's not a candle if it's earlier. So it comes out like this. Me'ata Posh, Zeu B'yur Divriya Gemara. That's the Pshat, the Gemara in Shabbos, according to the Rambam. The Gabi Dibis of Rav Yosef, according to the wife of Rav Yosef. Ki hi ha'isavad lekez er Chanukah b'tzitzak rechovim. The wife of Rav Yosef was the minag that she lit Neres Chanukah, and she waited to light Neres Chanukah by the Zman, which is tzitzak rechovim. Sha'azu vada lailev, yezman, v'chofei v'kislev, like today, you wait until tzitzak rechovim. V'yomala Rav Yosef, she's tzichim l'aktiv zman adlok. Rav Yosef told her, you're right, the Zman is from tzitzak rechovim, but you've got to anticipate to do it earlier. Do me at the omud eish, amaktim kodim alayla, the same way the omud eish came before the night, the hadlok is their Chanukah is before the Zman. So then she said, let me light very early, even before the Shkia. So you have to light in Shkiosa, means not in the Nikud of Shkia, in the Zman HaShkia, which is the beginning of Shkia until the end of Shkia, means from 4:27 today until 45 minutes. Anytime you could light, but it has to be lit half an hour after 5:12, it has to be lit another half an hour, because the Zman Adlok is after Tzitzak Rechovim, but the Aloch of Ner Chanukah is that you have to light the Neres Chanukah before the Zman. So he says, This half an hour starts from where? From Tzitzak Rechovim. So why do we light early? It's a special Gzeres HaKosov. That's why the minhag in Vilna was, as long as you lit Neres Chanukah, you light Neres Chanukah before Tzitzak Rechovim, that's enough. You don't have to light exactly the Shkia. You light it the long Shkia. In other words, as long as it's between the beginning of the Shkia and Tzitzak Rechovim, any time that you light at that time, that's Lekatchila. As long as it stays lit half an hour after Tzitzak Rechovim. That's what he says. You have to make sure to light as soon as possible after tzeis, because the half an hour that you have is the half an hour after tzeis, not before. You try to light as close as possible within that half an hour after tzeis. Comes out like this, and this is lemaisa how I do it, and I've seen in yeshiva and that's so lots of people do it, that the Zman Hadlaka, the Ner, needs to be lit half an hour after Tzitzak Rechovim. But when you light it, you have to light before the Zman anytime in Bein HaShmoshes. And that's the pshat is you learn from Omud Ha'osh, the Omud Ha'esh, because the Omud Ha'esh came before the night in Tzitzak Rechovim. And the big question is why? So Neres Chanukah, it's funny. This man, Neres Chanukah, is after Tzitzak Rechovim. But you've got to light it earlier. Why do you have to light it earlier? Why is that such an aloha that you have to light it by Tzitzak Rechovim? And that's question number one. Why is that? Now, interesting enough, like here, clearly we paskin the aloch is on the baal, is on the husband, because we paskin that near ishu beisoy, and the wife is a hekelik of the baal. But clearly, Yosef is not. His wife was independent, so his wife lit her own Neres Chanukah. Like many tzvah didn't do that, but you see clearly, right? So that's number one. So the chidush is that you light Neres Chanukah prior to this man on Bein HaShmoshes. Why? Question number one. Question number two, and this is this very famous, what Harold said, this very quote-unquote controversial Rabbi Yoshe Be'er, which I don't think is controversial at all. Kol Savar Rambam Perek Be'im L'chus Chanukah. With this, they skinu Chachom Shubay Sador, Chachom of that generation of Mesakin, She Yushmoy Nasiyemim V'chilosim El'chad V'chusisif, 8 days starting from today, Yemi Simcha V'al, but Lik Be'er Zaneres Be'er V'al Pizchavati, when you light the candles. But he changed the tense. They made it, Yemi Simcha V'al, and you light candles. ויש לדעת בגלל שנה הבא, ומדליקים, כדופן הזה, ומדליקים, he says, they are days of Hallel and Simcha, and you light candles. Why don't you say those are days of Hallel and Simcha, Hadlokas Aneiros? Should be, they are days of Hallel, Simcha, and Hadlokas Aneiros. Mashan, the Likas Aneiros is something else, ומדליקים Aneiros. כאם שמה שסכינו שמי שמחה הלל, ומשהו משום שאין זה בכלל יקרה תוג מחנוכה, אם משהו דלתו תקון זאת חנוכה, one תקון of חנוכה ימי הלל והוידו. Another one, and another thing, is lighting candles. Actually, there are two separate תקונות. ואני ידעתי של הסתפק מזמן המקדש התליקו נרס חנוכה פרסם הדסי. My question is, נרס חנוכה. When were Neros Chanukah established? Because if you look at the Loshon HaGemara, the Gemara says, Mein Chanukah, and the Gemara says, Leshon HaCheres, in another year, they were Mesaken to light candles. Or Mesaken, Halol V'Hoido, it was in another year. When was it? Is Halol and Hoido at the same time of Hadlokas HaNeros? And he says, Yesh Lodom V'Lomer, Divish HaNeros, Shetik Mokom HaMenorah Shebamikdash, because the Neros are in Mokom HaMenorah, אוקיי, דה לפעסי מנש למנוירה, לפי איך הזמן תקון הוא רק לאחר החורבן, זה כלימנו שם, perhaps that's only after the חורבן. ואומר רבינו, זה צהל שחוקר בזה, אבני נזר, אבני נזר really has this חקירה. ונראה לו, מדע שרה, מדמד ספירי תקון עושה נרס חנוכה לאחר חורבן, נרס חנוכה separate. נרס חנוכה were only instituted, we know that חנוכה was around 200 years before the חורבן הבייס, and then was חנוכה בהלל ועידו, הדלקוס הנר was done much later. ומשומחים מפריד הרמב״ם מסתיקון הנרס, מי תקון את זה, מי שמחה. That's why the תקונס הנרס, he said a different thing, the days of Hallel ושמחה, and later, they instituted the דלקוס הנר. לפי שתקונס ימי שמחה ועל הסכינו חמשו סדור, ואילו תקונס הנרס גם בדוסף וחורים יועץ לאחר החורבן, כי זכר למוקדש. That's why he says, the more says, מי חנוכה לא קוס בדלקוס הנרס, אליום מתויב על וידוע. It says, in the Brisa, Lishon Acher, it says Halav Hido. Doesn't say at all the idea of the Neros. The Brisa is similar to Steinish, this Chabur is called the Machur. But we know that this Brisa is either a paraphrase or an adaptation. That's a separate issue of Megillah Steinitz. Megillah Steinitz was before the Churban. V'hi Braisa Rishon Torah Shebal Peh Yom in the Chanukah. That's the first Braisa of Torah Shebal Peh. Oh boy, so Zman, Lo Tikno Neres Chanukah. Could be at the time of this Braisa, there was no Neres Chanukah. If Yisha Menorah Sador Lekes Mekoy Mekdash, because he had the Menorah. Meaning this is a replacement for the Menorah. This is what's called a homey Menorah. It's a Menorah that you'd like at home. ורק לאחר מכן שלחום לברייסה, כל סיר פלוק זה משם וסיר, פלוק שפלוק זה משם וסיר, is later. And that says, והנאם שזהו חידוש גודל, פרשוס הברייסה, וגודל וירמבום. It says, but this is the פרשת וירמבום, and that's a חידוש גודל. So the Rabbi Yoshe Be'er wants to say, that תקונס הנרס and Hallel והוידו, they were separate. Hallel והוידו was done right away. The הדלוקס הנרס was only done after the חורבן. Now he says a very big חידוש. But let me show you something interesting. This is the antiquities of the Jews, and that's the Josephus. Josephus wrote, as you know, he was in the year 70 of the Common Era, right, by the time of the Churban. And he talks about Hanukkah. He talks about Hanukkah. Now Judeans celebrate the festival of restoration of the sacrifices for 8 days. And omitted no pleasure, but he feasted upon them very rich and splendid sacrifice, honor God, delighted them, papa. But then he says, and from that time to this, meaning from the time of Judah Maccabee until the time of Josephus, we celebrate this festival. We celebrate Hanukkah and call it lights. It's called Chag Urim, the festival of lights. I suppose the reason was because this liberty beyond our hopes appeared to us. And then the name was given to the festival. No, it's a festival of lights because there was a new hope given. And the new hope is a hope of light. 1 second. Where's the nearest? I mean, isn't the Hanukkah because they had the story of the little Pach Shemen and they found and there was a miracle in the Pach Shemen? He says he is wondering. So here is two things. Rabbi Yoshe Ber wants to say that the Takona Saneris is later. The question is, the Ner, the emphasis in the miracle of the Neris, because if you look at Hanukkah, right? Hanukkah, there were two separate miracles. There was the miracle of the war, right? That we went to war against the Seleucid Greeks, and we won over the Seleucid Greeks, meaning the war, the Milchom of the Yevonim, and that was a miraculous war against the Yevonim. That's one thing. And the second thing, there was the miracle of the Pach Shemen. Here, you see, Josephus doesn't even mention it, that is a festival of lights because of the miracle. The big question is the following. Rabbi Yoshe Ber is saying, two takonas, Hallel and Hoidah immediately, at lock of Neris Hanukkah much later. But could be the opposite, right? There is Neris Hanukkah even before, but could be the emphasis or even the stressing of the Pach Shemen comes much later. Because you see that in the time of Josephus, you don't even have. Now, I don't want to go with you into Megillas Tainis. Does Megillas Tainis quote the Nes HaShemen? It's debatable. Our Girsa in the Bavli does quote the Nes HaShemen, the Pach HaShemen. But if you look at the fragments of Megillas Tainis, doesn't say the Nes HaShemen. Haraya, because why is Hanukkah 8 days? So the Bavli says the Hanukkah is 8 days. Why? Because there was enough Shemen for one day, and the Shemen lasted for 8 days. So it's a miracle happening for 8 days. That's why we like there is Hanukkah. But the Braisa in Megillas Tainis has a different reason. The 8 days are connected various reasons. Connected Sukkot, or perhaps even connected Hanukkah Sabbais. And they asked in Megillas Tainis, it should be 7 days, because Hanukkah Sabbais was always 7 days, Bimei Shloimei and Bimei Mishkan. Why is it 8 days? And they say because it took 8 days to build the Mishkan in the time of Bayis Sheni, in the time of Hanukkah. The rebuilding, the reconsecration took 8 days. But look at Maccabees, right? This is Maccabee. Maccabee is the Megillah that was written, and was written in Greek. They were not following the Divrei Chachomim, but the people at 7 years later wrote the following. V'korach sheb'yom ha'shechul la'migdash be'agoyim b'yom ha'u ha'yagam tiur ha'echal b'yom esir v'chamisha b'choydash ha'u ha'artishlev. This is the tiur ha'migdash. This is the reconsecration of the migdash. U'besim hem chogu shmoina yomim b'oirach shel chag ha'sukkos. They did 8 days as a remembrance for chag ha'sukkos. B'zoch b'shlif nizman katzar emosu chag ha'sukkos k'shem ru'im b'me'ol k'dar ha'chayis. Because on the war, they couldn't celebrate chag ha'sukkos, right? A few months before, they were in the war, so they were not able to celebrate Chag HaSukkos, so they replaced something as a replacement for Chag HaSukkos, Chanukah. Lachen b'achzik kamatois v'anofim aranoin v'gam b'smori me'elu b'smori b'shitzlich d'ag b'zirum koyim v'nkovu v'tzav b'shutov l'achuk g'sayum me'el shora b'shona. So they made a Chag of 8 days. So it comes out that the Ner Saneris is so strange, right? Because the Ner Saneris, either the Takana Saneris is after the Churban, or perhaps the emphasis on the Ner Saneris comes later. What's the pshat? What is the idea? Why Ner Saneris is a later development? Either the Ner Saneris is a later development, or the Takana Saneris, according to Rabbi Yoshe Ber. But clearly the Neris Hanukkah and Hanukkah are separate. There is a dichotomy. There is some kind of a break between the two. What's the pshat of this break? That's question number two. And the question number three, so question number one, as we spoke about it, why is there that Neris Hanukkah are lit in the Bein HaShemoshes? the time, the zman, is after Sakrichovim, but when you light it, you light Benash Moshes. Why? Question number one. Question number two. Why is Neres Chanukah separate independent Neres? That perhaps even the emphasis of the Neres, because you realize that miracle is a miracle of candles to light for 8 days that who knows how many Kohanim knew about it. And there's the emphasis is much later. The emphasis of that Neres comes only by the Bavli. So either the Takona of the Chanukiah, the Takon of Hadlokas Aner comes later, or maybe the Takon of Aner was earlier, but the emphasis on the miracle of the Neres is later. What's a pshat? And now, number three, you're going to see the Tikkuni Zohar. There's a famous Tikkuni Zohar. The Tikkuni Zohar is fantastic, the Tikkuni Zohar. He says the Tikkuni Zohar like this. U'me'achrinan shnaim shnaim shiva shiva tevas noach were two sets of animals. There were two and two, and seven and seven. Behemer Stoyers were seven males, seven females, and two pairs was the Behemers Atmeus. The Ilin Inun the Ikrim in Toiv Chagim, those seven and seven, two and two, Akeneged the Chagim. The Inun Shnaim Shnaim, there are two types of Yomim Toivim. They are the two, the two and two. Now, our Girsa here says, the 2 days are one is a set of Chagash, Roshon, and Shavuos, and the other one, the 2 days of Purim. So the Gross says that's a mistake. The way how it is that the two is Roshon and Yom Kippur, Jimei Adin, that's one set, and then there are 2 days of Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres and Shavuos, which is called Atzeres. So the two pairs is the Roshon and Yom Kippur, which is Yom Adin, with they're all the same, and the two Atzeres. And then Shiva, Shiva, Elu Yemei de Pischa, Veshiva Yom in the Sukkos. So, and that's what he quotes here, that what he means, Tre Yoimim Roshona V'Yom Kippur Shein Yoim Adin, Roshona V'Yom Kippur, Tre Yoimim D'Atzeres, in the 2 days of Atzeres, Shnei Yoimim Nikroim Atzeres, Shavuos U'Shmini Atzeres. So, comes out that in the Teva, the animals represent the Yoimim Toivim. The two sets of two is Roshona and Yom Kippur, and the other one is the two Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres and Shavuos, because the both are called Atzeres. And there are two sets of seven, 7 days of Pesach, 7 days of Sukkot. What does that mean, right? What does it have to do? So says the Gro something, and the Gro is in Likutei HaGro. Before we go to Likutei HaGro, I just want to show you that the Gro in his spiritual Tikkuni Zohar, that's where he fixes up the Girsa. And the Gro says, Tre Yomim Droshone, Kol Zetou Soifer, Viken Sorich Loimar. The Pshat is Tre Yomim Droshone of Yom Kippur, and Tre Yomim Dazeres. So, but Dazeres of Shavuos, Vishmini Atzeres Nikroim Atzeres, because Shavuos and Shmini Atzeres are called Atzeres, and Roshone Yom Kippur is Yinyan Echad, Vichen Shavuos is Shinez Befarash Echad. Now, take a look at what the Gross says, and that's fantastic. Umefarish, Shnaim Shnaim. The two animals, shenilkuchu mibehemat meya, from a behemat meya, is shnei schorim u'shnei keves, and that's keneged what? It's keneged one set of behemat meyas, is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and the other set of behemat meyas are what? Shmini Atzeres and Shavuos. What does that mean, the keneged behemat meya? But which means it's very simple, right? In the Tevas Noach, we are protecting ourselves from a bubble outside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is one connection where HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects to us me'al ha-teva, that he comes to us. And that's Behema HaTehoira. And that's Keneged Sukkos and Keneged Pesach. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to us. He made miracles. He saved us. And then there are two times which is Keneged Yemei Hadin. Those are days that we have to work. It's Tomeh until we make it Tohar. Those are the Behemas Atmeus. Roshon Yom Kippur, which is Yemei Hadin. It's Tolu Yonas, if you're Zoyche Bedin or not. And Atzeres, Shavuos, that we're Mekabel the Torah. And Shmini Atzeres, Koshalai Predaschem. Right? So all these two are two animals, two sets, two and two, which story on us, mitzad the mekabli, mitzad ki biyochol the tumah, those are the behemoths at meyers, and the two sets of yomim toivim, which is keneged the behemoths at the hoyers. So ask the girl in Chanukah and Purim, where is it? Vadai eina minyontif. Take a look what he says. Rak in tmuras ha-halal ve-simcha she-choser ba-em. You know why Chanukah and Purim come? Because they, on this Yomim Toivim, which is the 4 and the 14, which is 18 days of Yomim Toivim, we are missing a part of Halal and a part of Simcha. Kmo she-kosafti b'mokom acher, and he's going to explain. And he's going to explain what it means. In other words, Chanukah and Purim are coming to be mashling, to complete what's missing in the Yomim Toivim that we just saw. So what's the pshat? They are Yomim Toivim. The Yomim Toivim are 18. Keneged, the animals of the Teva, which were the Hakrova, the animals which brought us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world is a Teva, and we're protecting against the storm. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to connect. There are 18 days of connection. But on those 18 days, you're going to see that there is missing Halal and Simcha, and that's the ones which are coming to complete it is what? Is Chanukah and Purim. What does that mean? So the Gro explains in Likutei Agro. Says the Gro in Likutei Agro. And this is fantastic. Inyan Purim. And that's well known, right? Purim, what's Purim? Purim is Keneged Yom Kippur, right? Yom Purim, the Arizal says Yom Kippurim. Ki Yom, ki Yud Ches Yomim Tovim Bashana. We just saw in Tikkun Ezorah says there are 18 Yomim Tovim, Shnaim, Shnaim, Shiva, Shiva. 2, 2, 7, and 7. Ve'ine Ches Yom Mem She'inom Gem Nisahalo. There are 8 days of the 18 that you don't say halo. Which one? Which days are they? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and the 6 days of Pesach. You don't finish the halal. So you're missing 8 days of halal. Ukenegdan Yemei Chanukah. So Chanukah comes to add the halal which is missing from the Yomim Tovim. So those are the 8 days of Chanukah. Velachen in Tzorich Simcha. That's why Chanukah, you don't need Simcha. Why? Because the Yomim Tovim have Simcha. Ki Hayomim Eilu Bichlal Simcha. Av Rosh Hashanah, Kmo Shekosav HaGeoinim, Kmo Shekosav Be'ezra. Rosh Hashanah has also Simcha. Only Yom Kippur is missing Simcha, Achila and Shtiyah, and Purim comes to complete the Achila and Shtiyah of Yom Kippur. So it comes out like this. Halal is missing for 8 days. Chanukah comes to complete. The Simcha, the Achila and Shtiyah of Yom Kippur, the ones coming to be Mashlim, is Purim. We are not going to talk about Purim, we're going to talk about Halal of Chanukah. This is so strange. The 8 days of Chanukah come to be mashlim, the 8 days of halal that we don't say. What does the halal of Chanukah have to do with the fact that we don't say halal in 6 days in Pesach? We don't say Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur we don't say because Sifrei Chaim veSifrei Moisim Utsuchu Lefanecha, there is life and death. It's not right to say halal. And the 6 days of Pesach, you don't say either because Ma'in Seyod, Itovim Bayam, or because there's no separate Yontev. It's a continuation of the first day. But what does the Halal of Chanukah comes to replace those days missing Chanukah? That doesn't make any sense. That's why you have Chanukah. Chanukah, we say Halal because of the Nes HaNeiros, whatever it is. What does it have to do with the Nes, with the fact that we're missing Halal in the Yomim Tovim? So says the Beit Yitzchok. The Beit Yitzchok, as you know, is a Beit Yitzchok Azichover. Three Yom in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Atzeres Ushvuz VeShmini Atzeres Shneim Nikurim Atzeres Shem Yom Kippur Inyan Echod VeKen Shvuz VeShmini Atzeres Shvuz Shmini Atzeres Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Adibeim Atmeis Shnaim Shnaim Shiar Nikhu Meavim Atmeo Shnaim Schir Shtar Nekev VeChanukah Purim Vad Enam Yontef Raken Tmurois Chal Chanukah and Purim are not the Yom Tovim of the Teva. They come to complete and to be mashlim the Yom Tovim of the Teva. Halal v'simcha shechoser b'em kum shekosafti b'makom acher. V'inyan baze shetevas noach. What's tevas noach? Meramed al tikuna deshchinta. That is the Shechina that protects us in the chaos of the Mabul. Shebisakta didarga de tzadik. The days that the Shechina allows us to connect at the Yom Tovim. So the animals of those animals of the Teva allow us to connect to Kodesh Bochu. Shnaim, Shnaim, Shiva, Shiva are the Yom Tovim. Shechesyomim heim vavim epes, but there are 8 days missing halal. 6 days of Pesach, Shonim Kippushim beim halal. Umashlim al dei chesim el Chanukah. Chanukah comes to complete it. Shegomen beim hesa halal. Veim beim simcha. Don't need simcha, ki kvar nishlom ha-simcha be-Pesach. V'roshon v'chanukah gamku be-darga didoshu be-hoidezo. And he says, why is it coming? Because the halal is the midas hoid. We're going to understand today what midas hoid is. Ala nisim behoido shu behoid, because ala nisim behoido is hoid. Vem imam besamech shebeluchis is keneged netzach and hoid. Hoid is keneged the samech of beluchis. Shoim din benes, because netzach behoid, ein lehem al mashe smoichu. Those are letters which are completely dependent or completely hanging there by Kodesh Bochu, and that's kimik in the migger hoid. And that's ner mitzvah, ushoid, usmola, uner mitzvah, darga de nukva, shenikra ner mitzvah. So it says him, you know why the hal comes to complete? Because the hal comes because of hoid. And this is kenega de samech, which is benesa yoimet. What does that mean? What does it mean that the halal of Chanukah comes to complete the halal which is missing from the Yom Tovim? Because that's midas hoid, which is benes hayaoimet keneged samech, keneged soimech Hashem l'chol nivrim. What does this mean? To continue into the puzzle, so how to understand bichlal? How does the Chanukah, the Neres Chanukah, the what you call the halal of Chanukah, comes to complete the halal of the Yomim Tovim? What does it have to do anything with the other? And just to continue, says Tikkuni Zohar, okay? And the Tikkuni Zohar is fantastic. Says the Tikkuni Zohar, Viyo Hoid, the Midas Hoid, which you just saw, that Hoid is Keneged Chanukah, because the Midas Hoid is this splendor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Tmanya Emei Chanukah, is Keneged 8 days of Chanukah. And the simple pshat is because the eighth mid of the sphere is Hoid. We have to understand what it means. Now, says Tikkuni Zohar, Le'arbo ve'esrin yoimin, because after 24 days of Chanukah, the Inun Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voed, the 24 days of Kislev, which was the war of the Yevonim, is Keneged Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voed, which is also 24 letters. Umiad Dale Zayit Torah Befiah, and then the same Yonah of the Teva, right? Now, he goes back to Teva. The Yonah brought an alezite. She brought back a leaf of a olive tree. Says the Gro, the olive tree is a representation to Neres Chanukah. Shore Chofi Adisol, they got to the 25th day. Bechofi Bekise, Ve'ilu Ninun Chofi Osin Dichuda. And Chofi, 25, is the letters of Yichud Hashem. The Inun Shema Yisrael, because Shema Yisrael has 25 letters. And that's connected the Le Zayis, the Shemin Zayis that, quote-unquote, the Yonah brought. V'do Yu Chanukah, and that's what Chanukah means, Chanu B'Chofei. In other words, with the transition, we went from Chof Daled, which is the Milchoma. So there are two miracles. Chof Daled, it's keneged the milchoma, says the Tikkuni Zohar. That's Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Oleilam Voed, which is 24. The Ale Zayis, which is the olive that was the olive branch that was brought by the Yonah, is a representation keneged what? Is a representation keneged Neres, keneged the Shemen Zayis, that led us to Chofei, and Chofei is keneged what? Chofei is keneged Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, which is 25 letters. But even more to this. Look at how Rav Frish, right, the Mosek Midvash, explains this Tikkuni Zohar. He explains the following.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Umyad Shari Chofi Al Yisrael. Right, the Yichud Elyon is 25 letters, which is Shema Yisrael. Says him, pay attention to this. There are three Yichudim: Havaye Eke, Havaye Elokim, and Havaye Adnus. right? Which is the gematria. If you take Yud Kei Vov Kei Eke, Yud Kei Vov Kei Elokim, and Yud Kei Vov Kei Ardos, you know the gematria is 250. Says the Arizal, that's the Tikkun HaNer. And they have 25 letters. So Hanukkah is like this. The Aleh Zayis that was brought by the Yonah, brought was the Neros. Because the Neros is 25, right? Which is 25 letters of Shema Yisrael, which is Keneged Shloisha Yehudim. Havaye Eke, Havaye Lokim, and Havaye Adnus, Begimatria 250. And you could ask yourself, what in the world it means? But let me explain to you first what it means, the Ner. The Ner in Halacha is a three-part object. You have a kli, Rashi says. You have a vessel. You have some kind of a cup. You have the shemen, right, which is in that cup. So the cup holds the shemen. And then you have the wick. And then you have the flame. So the three together, which is the oil, which is in the vessel, plus the wick and the flame, makes the ner. Says the Arizal, this ner represents three Yehudim. Havaye is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Haya, Hoy, Ve'yeh. That we spoke so many times, that is the soul of the world. The world has three temples, three faces. One of them is the potential, like the Shemen. That's Eke. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will be, is the Rotzin. The world has a stage called Rotzin. That's the Shemen. Then the world has a process of what? Of being, of exercising that potential. What is the exercise of the potential? That's the weak. That's Elohim, Begimatria Teva. And then the world, we take the potential and we transform into energy. That's Havaya Adnus. So the Ner, the 250, is the Ichud HaSholem. That is the Ichud of Shema Yisrael of 25, which is the world taking from its potential to its present, which means to its exercise of the potential, to the culmination of Avayoy Ma'u Yeshem Echod Shmo Echod. Says the Arizal, when you light a candle, you have to be mechaven to 250, which is 25 times 10, which is 25 letters, Keneged the Shema Yisrael, and this is the Aleh Zayis Torah Pefiah. And this represents Chonu Bechofei, and that's the Hoid of Hanukkah. What does this mean? Okay, it's givaldic that we light the candles, and the candles has to realize that the world takes the potential, exercise the potential, connect to the world, meaning this is the process of the world, right? From potential, to from the past, present, and future. Past is the potential that God created. Present is the process of developing it. And the future is where it leads to create energy, to create ruchnius. How does that mean lighting a candle? What does it have to do with Hanukkah? So just to repeat, what does Hanukkah mean? That we go the first 24 days, because there are 24 letters. There was Aleh Zayis Torah Pefiah. There is the Aleh Zayis of the Yonah, right? That she brings to the Teva, the Aleh Zayis, allows us to say Hallel for what's missing in the days before. And that's the Hanukkah, which is the 25th. And 25th is Keneged Ner, is Keneged Shema Yisrael, which has 25 letters. And is Keneged Ner, which is 250, that has 25 letters. Havayeke, Havayelukim, Havayadnus. What does this all mean? Rabbi said, I think this is one of the most beautiful messages of Hanukkah that we're going to explain, and hopefully people are going to chazer, because this barbecoimus, I think, is so important to understand the message of Hanukkah and understand why the neros are later and why you light in the why the halacha is that you light in Bein Hashmosh as it has to continue at night. To understand all of this, what I would like to go is to go through the Oneg Yontef. Oneg Yontef explains what the idea of Hoidah is. And this Oneg Yontef, Rabbi says, in the Achdom of the Oneg Yontef, Oneg Yontef is a chuvis of the famous Litvish chuvis. By the way, the Abdenezer, when he saw the Oneg Yontef, Oneg Yontef was a super, super duper Litvish misnagged guy, right? We all know this. He's the one who says that if the Rishuke is raining, you cannot stay in the rain because he attacks Oiver Ezer. Abdinezer looked at the sefer and he saw the sharp blot and he says, this is a holy Jew. He keeps Shmiras Habris. He was able to see from the sharp blot that the Oneg Yontov was a very holy Jew. And Oneg Yontov says an amazing idea in his Akdoma. And let's look at the Akdoma together. Says the Oneg Yontov, Valken Omar Lecho, the Pasuk we saint in Halal, Lecho ezbach zevach toida, Shema, you be makriv you a toida, ube Shema Shemekra. And then I'll coin Hashem. Because I'm going to give a toida to you because I can call b'shem Hashem. Shekorban toida uloshon hoido. Toida means that you're moide. There is acknowledgement. You can only acknowledge something that you could go ahead and go against. In other words, there's no hoido on something which is a slam dunk. To be moided that now is night, that's not hoido. Hoido is only something that you have the choice of acknowledging or denying it. That's hoido. Something that you can't deny. That's not giving the in the mixes. In other words, for you to acknowledge mixes has to be something that technically you could deny. If you can't deny, it's not oido. That's why you see in the pasuk. Hashem, we say, Lecha, what you call, Pitachta le Moiserai, Ani Avdecho Ben Amasech, we tell Kodesh Boch, we are your slave, we are your servants. Technically, we had no choice. But Pitachta le Moiserai, you opened my muzzles, which means, Lasso is negative Ratzonecha, you gave me the ability to go against you. Lachen, Lochen Anoicher, Akezbach Chazavachtoida. Now that I have the ability to go against you, I can agree to you. Ubishem Hashem Ekra Loidus, Kia Kol Mimcha Elas Koel Lizibak Lasibus, I can't give the Marit. That's what the Marit writes. The Marit writes, and this is a beautiful Akdoma you should see, calls the Marit. The idea is you can only acknowledge something that you have the ability to deny. Hoid is that. That in the world which is impossible, and it doesn't make sense that we can see a light that we can acknowledge in a world that allows you to deny, allows you kfira. If we go ahead in this world and we acknowledge, that's how you do. Rabbi say the halal of Hanukkah is special because of it, as we're going to soon see. Reb Tzadok, we fought a war against the Ifonim for 24 days, so the whole month of Kislev. But it's very, very easy to assume that was good strategy. There was actual in training. And if you see the Maccabim, right? Today the Maccabees are sports teams, right? They're very strong, very successful. So it's very easy to deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hoido is that even though it was easy to deny because there was no miracle, acknowledging, that's Hoido. Hoido is you can see the light in the world of darkness. That's why it's called real splendor. Hoido is the mokum shi'ochol lichbor. Only. And you realize that the days of the Yomim Tovim, 8 days, we don't say halal. You know why you don't say halal? Because it's not obvious that's a good time. Not halal you say when it's obvious that that's good. Sukkot, the first day of Pesach. But the last days of Pesach, first of all, they look like the first. It's not any different. But most important, I say, all the way to see people suffering. You could say, halal doesn't make sense. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, how can you say halal? Technically, Sifre Chaim, Sifre Moisim. Chanukah told us that we go beyond the obvious. In a place that technically you could deny, you could be koifer. If we look beyond, that's hoido. If we have hoido, we can say the halal even when halal is not obvious. That is the mitzvah of Hanukkah. That's the ichud, that we see the whole picture together. If you look at individual pieces, it makes no sense. But when you put the picture together, it makes sense. Hoido is that this is the first opportunity that before, when there were miracles, even Purim, right? We had Nevi'im, prophets. Mordechai was a prophet, was telling us, this is Hashem. So it can be koifer. But here there was nobody. This is the miracles which are loy nitali kosef. This is a miracle which is completely completely bederech hateva. It's a natural event by humans. Very easy to be koifer. Our avoida is hoido. Hoido is acknowledging in a mokum shiocho lichpoir. That's midas hoid, and that's the uniqueness of our halal, which is called the non-obvious halal. Because it's non-obvious, the halal has a value. And we're going to see what Reb Tzodek says. Says Reb Tzodek in various places. Ve'ine omru, lama nimshala Esther l'shachar, roima ma shachar sof kol alayla efesef kol nisim. We know the Purim is comparable to the end of the night. Ve'ayika Chanukah, the Gemara says, a second, Chanukah is there, it's a miracle, nitno likosef kamina, which means that the miracle that was written, it's only paid Purim. So just skip it. Something which is written is something which is there and it's clear and it's obvious. The only thing that you could write is something which is obvious when there has some kind of a change on the nature. And that's something. The reason why Nes Chanukah could not be written in a white kiloy and Nes Mufla b'shidur ha-teva, because it was not obvious. It was not clear. This was a regular war. It was strategy. It was a war. The Chashmonoim, these children, they went and they had a fight against the Seleucid Greeks. You could read on Maccabees 1 and Maccabees 2. It was a normal war. The fact that they were few and they were not so strong, it already happened. That's not so crazy. This is the beginning of really a hidden miracle. It's not a miracle that you could. It's very easy to go ahead and deny an obscuredness. But that's very different. That's a non-obvious miracle. This is Hoido. And explains in this is the beginning of the miracles which are not written. But still we celebrate for every generation. So it quotes the Gemara. The same way the Shachar Purim is comparable to the Alois HaShachar, right? To the Afeb, why to tell you the same way the Alois HaShachar, the dawn is the end of the night, Esther is the end of all miracles. For the Gemara, Vayikra Chanukah, Chanukah is after Purim. Nidnali Kosev Kamlina, this is a miracle that was not written. That's why it's different. What's the difference if a miracle is written or not? Why is Purim called the end of the night? But tell me, the time of miracles is night? One second, that's the opposite. It should not be, if the end of miracles is Purim, it should be the end of the day, not the end of the night. He says, because every other miracle is physical. Is a miracle that's revealed in the world of physical. You see a miracle. It is a Kodesh Baruch Hu revealing himself in the world of physical. That's why it's written. It's like taking a picture. But he says, that's only mitzad ha'olam hazeh. And that's the miracles. Now, that's why it's called the time of night. The time of night means it's a miracle in olam hazeh. Olam hazeh is a night. If you need miracle, if you live in this world, you live in the world of night, there are spots of light called the miracles. But that's night. And that's what he says, she's sof kol anisim, and that's why Esther, which is the end of the physical miracles, is the end of the night. Because the world that you live here, you k'mos chol Torah Shebaalpeh, because Torah Shebaalpeh is very different. Torah Shebaalpeh is that you live in the world of physical, but your reality is the reality of the spiritual. It's hoid. It's acknowledgement to a higher idea. In this higher idea, you are transcending to a world which is all light. If you live in this world and you need miracles here, you're living in the world of darkness. Torah Shebaal Peh, which was the issue in the Chidush of Hanukkah, is that when you live in this world, you realize that this is not the theater of operation. You transcend to a higher reality. That's Hoidah. Hoidah is the Tamokum Shiochol Lichbor. In a world that we could live here, we say we don't want to live in this world here. We want to find something beyond. We want to connect to a higher reality. We want to transcend to the real cause. When you transcend, you're transcending to the world of light. So we're living in the world of light. We are actually transcending the world of darkness. When the miracles are not obvious, and you go to the world of thinking, that world is much higher. I always say like this, if something is very obvious, the idea is allows you to be here and to be stuck in this world. Torah Shebaal Peh allows you to be Olam Chotire Bechayecha. You could live in Olam Habo here. Because we know that we don't believe in anything we see. We don't live in the world of visual. Hoidah means that we see a... Hoidah means splendor. The world is reflecting something much higher. So we are living in a world of light, not in a world of darkness. This is only... by Sheni, when there's no prophecy. So then we have to transcend to a higher reality. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu talks to you, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is in Olam Hazeh. He makes you stuck in Olam Hazeh. And therefore you are stuck in Olam Hazeh and you only hear what's out here. You only get a Kodesh Baruch Hu to show you. And then when he goes here, he says the following. But, let me just skip a little bit. Now, let's go see here. And the Hoid is in Chanukah in Purim. V'alken oim nimal anisim b'hoido. Ubeyoiser atikun bechanuka. Hoid is Chanuka. Why? Kimidas hoid arna koi merkovala kiadu, although me call it to Rosh Baal Peh. Because hoid represents to Rosh Baal Peh. Why? Ubishas matin to a coffin markigigigas a kabola satur Rosh Baal Peh, shitsiki giarab vinidu shino lemait tanugela maze. We know that to Rosh Baal Peh is something that you have to go beyond Ulam Haze. And therefore, it's not obvious for the Jews to receive it. Ukmoshe omru. And Purim, we accept the Torah Shebaal Peh. But the Torah Shebaal Peh was only transitioning in Purim. Chanukah is the time that we fought for it. We wanted to keep. You see, that's the difference between us and the Greeks. This was the struggle of Torah Shebaal Peh, was the story of Yovan. That's Purimu Shel Yovan. And he says the following. Let me just skip a little bit. And he says like this. V'nase ha-nes al-yedei kohanecha kadoshim. And the nes came through the kohanim. Ki aron ha-kohen merkover midas ha-hoid. Torah Shebaal Peh is hoid. What does hoid mean? Hoid means that you see splendor in the world of interpretation. In the world of reality is the world of miracles. You don't need to interpretation. Hoidah means that you give interpretation. The world of interpretation is giving light to a world of darkness. That interpretation, which is Hoid, you're getting splendor and you're shining the splendor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the concept of Hoidah. Hoidah is in the world Shiyochol Lichpor. We go ahead and we acknowledge. Acknowledge is a world of interpretation. We went from a world of reality to a world of interpretation. Like Aaron HaKohen, the first interpretation comes from Aaron. And Torah Shebaal Peh is the idea of bringing a higher reality. It's bringing a spiritual reality, a spiritual interpretation to the world of physical, and that's Ruach HaKodesh. And that's Das Ruach HaKodesh. V'zeu Ruach HaKodesh l'chachomim d'adifim nevi'i. So says Rav Tzodek, when is this happened? And that's the Hoyt. Is Ziva Keser. Hoyd is the splendor of Kikoron Oirponov. Lazek Sivlo Yoda Kikoron Oirponov. Now, says Reb Tzodek, at what time this happened? So Reb Tzodek says the following. Now he says the following: the Isa in Zohar Chodesh. The Zohar Chodesh explains the Elef HaChamishi, which is called Kolayim Dova. The beginning of Elef HaChamishi is the beginning of the Tzoras of Kol Hayom Dova. That if you live in the world of reality, is a world of suffering. As Oisas Cholas Shteyalfim Mashiach Yizochis Ovidchilu As Doira Semiroim. That's the beginning of Talmud Bavli. We saw Talmud Bavli, and this is the Hayai Spashus Doira Shabal Pershu Midas Hoid. That's why Talmud Bavli is when interpretation, learning, understanding takes place, and that's the time of Dova changing to Hoid. In other words, the world that needs interpretation becomes more real in the fifth millennia, which is the beginning of Talmud Bavli, which is Bamachshaki Moishivani. Rabbi said, this is what Midas Hoid is. Midas Hoid is the ability in the world that you easily can deny to create an interpretation that gives a right narrative. It's the world of narrative, the world of interpretation, is bringing splendor to the world of darkness. That's the world of Torah Sheval Peh when there is no Nevuah. The ultimate Torah Sheval Peh is by Talmud Bavli, when all the Tzoras, meaning that's the end of the issue of Eretz Yisrael, Ki Osa Rav LeBavel, which is the end of the Gilui HaTorah and the beginning of the world of interpretation. Anybody who understands Talmud Bavli is the world of interpretation, that's the world of Hoyt. Rabbi Isai, this is the near of the candles. There was a Milchoma. The Nesa Milchoma is the Nesa Milchoma, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'derech HaTeva Baruch Shem K'vod Malchus HaLeilam Voed. For us to connect to a higher reality is the world of the Neris. The Ner is a representation, is a narrative on the miracle of the war. You realize that the Ner, Nes HaNeris, is not a Nes which is independent. Nes HaNeris is telling you that the Milchoma, that even those B'derech HaTeva is really connected to a higher reality, is the miracle of the Nes, is the miracle of the Hanukkah. Look at the Neris Hanukkah. What's Neris Hanukkah? We had candles for one day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it last longer. We looked at the Neris Hanukkah as a narrative on the war. That in the war we are weak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the strength to be there. But it's a spiritual miracle, even though you didn't see. The candles are the ones who shine the light of interpretation in the war. Which means the following. The war happened. Says the Zohar, that is the war. But we needed an interpretation to get away from believing that we did anything. To realize that we were the kli to bring a light from above. That it was really a miracle. What taught us how the miracle was? The candles. The candles are the narrative of the miracle of the war. And that's why the Zohar says it's keneged what? This is keneged the alezais. Why? Because the Gemara says in Eruvin, Omer Abelosa, by the chsivin the alezais thought of the fear, why did the Yonah bring a olive? Meaning she was being handled by Noach. She says, I'd rather be handled by you and take something very bitter. I don't want to be in the hands of humans. I'd rather be in your hands. The Ale Zais is that idea. Why the Zais? Because if you remember the Zais, we spoke so many times, the Zais is very unique, right? You have an olive, and the olive makes you forget. But inside the olive, there is oil, and oil is shemen, which mentioned so many times that is connection to something spiritual. in the world that we live here, says the Yonah, I don't want to be in a world that's run by humans. I want to be go beyond. I want to see the hoid. I want to see the miracle in everything. That's the Lezais. That is the Ner of the Neris. The Ner of the Neris is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, let me explain to you what happened. We learn from the Neris how the Ner of the Milchoma happened. Says the Zohar, the Milchoma was Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Aleilam Voed. What Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Aleilam Voed means? It was a Ner Bederech HaTeva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Aleilam Voed is Yichud HaTatoa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to create a narrative to realize that the candles, the same way that the candles you lit on one day and it lasted for 8 days, and that's miracle, that's the war. And that's how life is all about. That's shining of the candles. The candles is Yichud Eloah, is connecting the past, the present, the future, the potential, the weak, to the energy. We are transcending from this world. That's the Ner, that's the lesson of Hanukkah, that's Hoid. Rabbi Yisai, if you look at Neris Hanukkah, when did the narrative of the Neris come about? At some point in time, not at the same time. Maybe after the Churban, or perhaps in the Elef HaChamishi. In other words, the Neris of the Hanukkah, the deathness was irrelevant. So people celebrated the war. At some point in time, Chazal came up and they told you, no. If you want to understand the war, look at the candles, and the candles will teach you what the war is all about. What the war is all about. The war was only possible because of the candles. The candles teach you what the miracle was. That is Hoid, is Efshar Lichpoer. And it's very easy to give a narrative and interpretation. We are looking for a higher narrative. That's Midas Hoid. Now you could answer everything, right? Why is the nearest Hanukkah separate and independent? The Maral says that. So it's not Rabbi Yossi Ber Chidush. Says the Maral, and I'm going to show you here. Yesh loy mashik wa shikovu mishvil shayu benatzchi b'sayifonim, rak shloy nir akam ki nitzochan azel dines. The war, it's not a miracle. It's very easy to explain it away. No, you don't see that they did not do it out of their own strategy. That's why you needed the Nesa Menorah. Sheyodu Shakol Benes Hashem Yisborach. The death was a remez of what was going on. The candles taught you about the Milchoma. The layers are heuristic. They are here to teach us a lesson. The Nes and the miracle of the candles are there to teach us a lesson, to give us the narrative. This is the Torah Shebal Peh of that miracle. When did it come? It could be that only the time of Torah that we gave a life of interpretation. Hanukkah becomes the prototype of our lives, that we live in a life that's very easy to deny. It's very easy to explain it away. But we are looking for a transcendent explanation, to looking for a source, to look for a way to transcend, to bring us higher. That's the candles. And that's why state the candles are when? For the time of the night. But the candles need to start before. The Milchoma started before. In other words, the Milchoma is when it's still day. We are taking the miracles of the day and changing that narrative into the night. So Zev Yoshi Ber says, the candles are such that you light during the day when it's been Ashmoshes to carry it into the night. What the candles do, you take the life of miracles that was before, the life of miracles when it's still light, and you take that light as interpretation to the night. So that's why Omud Heoish, the light of the night, has to be when it started from the day. That's why Rabbi Yoshi Ber says the aloha is that nearest you light during the day and you carry it at night and made it to be shining at night. And that's Midas Hoid. So Rabbi Yisai, that's what Hanukkah is all about. Hanukkah is all about is that today we use the nearest as a form to enlighten us. how reality is all about. We are celebrating what? We are celebrating the Nitzochon of the Yevonim. That's what we're celebrating. Alla Nisim is thanking for the Milchoma. Everything is to the Milchoma. The lighting of the candles or heuristic are telling us how to understand, to explain, how to give Hoidoh to the Nes of the Milchoma. Allows us to give Hoidoh in something which is not obvious. It's carrying the day into the night. Carrying the light of the miracles of the day into the night. By doing that, Sutra Tzodak, you're changing the night into the day. In a world which is not given to interpretation, there are times which are good and there are times which are bad. And that's why there's sometimes miracles, but there are no miracles. In a world of interpretation, it's always a miracle. It all depends on how you live it. And that's what we've been speaking the shurim before. You could live a life that you never see a malach, and you could live a life that you always see a malach. Oilam haba. Chazal always in the Gemara said that they gave a bracha to each other. Oilom chotire b'chayecha. You should see oilam haba here. Because you don't have to be oilam haba there. The oil of hoid allows you that the oilam haba there shines here. In a mokum sheyochol lichpoir. In a place that you could see darkness and you acknowledge light. That's the candles. The candles is realizing that one little candles are telling you the story. That the same way by the candles was a miracle, that was the miracle that was there. And that's the interpretation that you have to give. The candles are the form of interpretation of life. And that's why it's called the Yehudai Law. It's the world that you connect the world of potential, the world of realization, and you connect to a higher spiritual reality, which is the spiritual red light. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed does allow us to use the candles as a form of shining our lives, that we should have. I always say the nears of Hanukkah eventually turns into the nears of Bdikas Chometz, right? Boy, Kimisah Chometz Leor Haner. Shabbos always come with nears. Nears is this idea to connect the world of physical to the world of spiritual, to take the shemen and to transform shemen into energy. Matter and potential into energy. That channel, that connection, it's what we're here in the world to do. And we have the ability to do so. And that's Hoidoh. And Hoidoh is B'makom Shoach Lichpoir. Therefore, in Chanukah, we get to say hallel on things that on Pesach we couldn't. Pesach and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the world of obvious, there is no makom to hallel. With the world of Hoidoh, we can say hallel even on something that on its face value doesn't deserve a halo. The world of Hoidoh can see light within the darkness, bring interpretation, narrative, and understanding to allow to say halo even when it's missing the halo. And that's the message of the Yonah. The message of the Yonah is that you look at the Zayis. Right? The Zayis has a shell, has a covering that makes you forget, and it's easy to be koifer, right? Zayis makes you to forget. But inside the Zayis, there is Shemen, and Shemen makes you to remember, to connect. We have always to search for the Shemen, and that's our Avoida, and that's our Milchoma against Yevonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us indeed to experience that and to have the nearest as a guiding force going forward. Have a great Shabbos of Freilich Hanukkah. If anybody wants to ask a question, I'm going to just open up for people to ask questions if you want to do it.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Anybody? Let me just see the chat. Yeah, Vilayla Kayom Yoyer. That's it. That's it. By the way, this is the you realize that that's the first beginning of the Nisim is Purim, and the last, the first Nes is Pesach, right? Laila Kayom Yoyin, the last is Hanukkah, and it's always the same idea, right? One of them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, turned night into day. At the end of the Nisim, we turn night into day. And that's, by the way, it gives us such a, the humans, such power, right? Because we don't depend on Loi Bashomaimi. You know, it was Nisim, it's Loi Bashomaimi. We determine Nisim. We can live in a life of Nisim. We can say Hallel, even though on the obvious way is not to say Hallel. This is the ability to say Hallel in the non-obvious parts of life. You realize that that's Sifri Chaim v'Sifri Meisim Psuchim Lefanecha is only if you don't give it the right interpretation. With the right interpretation, there's no Sefer Meisim. That's why you could say Halal to make up for the days of Rosh Hashanah that's missing. Masse Yodai Tovim Bayam, that's on face value. Once you give interpretation, Hoido B'Mokum Shecho Lichbor, there's no such a thing.
Loa Meisim Yehal Luka.
Yep.
And that's
because the Meisim Chofshi, it's exactly right. That's why Tzadikim are called Chaim. Yaron is exactly right, right? That's what Chaim does. Chaim is always connection, right? Chaim is connection. If you put the whole story together, there's no Misa. You know, Yaron, with the world of interpretation, there's nothing bad. There's no Misa. Right? The world of candles. If you connect the whole thing together, it all makes sense.
But doesn't the Arizal say that Moshe is Nesach and Aaron is Hoyd, but Hoyd is Mavis?
The Hoyd is not, wait, Hoyd is Mavis. Dova, call Hayoim Dova, right? You realize that Aaron is Besakin Misa. What Yaron said, you say, is exactly right. You realize that who is could be Besakin Misa? Who is the only one who could take away Misa? Is Aaron, right? Because of the Poraduma. So he technically could. That's why Yomud ben Achaim ben Amesim is Aaron HaKohen. Say, tells Aaron HaKohen, go and take the Ketores. Because Aaron HaKohen is the Koyach of interpretation. He is the one who is able to take Hoid, takes Kola Yom Dova. You see how it's such a Givaldic thing, right? Says Reb Tzodok, this becomes necessary in the Elef HaChamishi. In the Elef HaChamishi, when the Tzores come out, that's why the Bavli is Oba Machshakim Hoishivani. Because the Bible is Lamachshakim Yeshivani, that's why I did the interpretation. Clearly, one thing, when is the only time that you have a focus on the miracle of the candles? Is the Bible. That's it, is the Bible. The Megillah Steinis, if you look at the Megillah Steinis, there is a great work by Vered Noam. It's not clear. Megillah Steinis doesn't say the Nes of the candles. The Nes of the candles is the Bible. Because that's Kol Hayoim Dova. That's using the candles as interpretation to the miracle. By taking that miracle of the candles and say, this is the interpretation of the war. You just change the narrative. And that's what the Bavli does. Can I tell you something very interesting? Look at the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, right? There's a big difference between them. The Bavli, the Yerushalmi tells you the story. The Bavli interprets the story. Always the story changes into an interpretation. And you could see it throughout. And the scholars will say, right, the real story in the story of Yerushalmi is the story as it is. The Bavli is a narrative, it's an interpretation. It's tending Kol HaYoyim Dova into Hoyt. That's it. And so the Tzaddik says, why? Because that's a generation of Hoyt. That's why Machshakim Yeshivani. You had to live this way, right? Because if you didn't live this way, you couldn't survive. And that's what Rabbi Yoshi Beis says, perhaps it's after the Churban. Perhaps it's Kol HaYoyim Dova, the beginning of the Elef HaChamishi. In other words, when did the Neiros come about, right? So he says after the Churban, perhaps is the beginning of Elef HaChamishi, which Elef HaChamishi is the ultimate Golos. You realize that the beginning of real Golos is Yerida's Rav Lebovel. That's the beginning of Kol HaYoyim Dova. And then you need a world of interpretation. It's not for Torah Shebal Peh that you could give interpretation, you could give narrative to this world. You could never withstand. So that's why the one could be Kloichem again, Misa, is only Aaron HaKohen. That's here. That is Chanukah. And Chanukah, that's why the Zohar just saw Tikkun Zohar is Chon v'Kafei. Once you get to Kafei, you rest. You got to place. You got to place. Every place else, you know something, until Chanukah and the power of interpretation, we were hostages to what happens to us. The power of interpretation says, if you get lemons, turn into lemonades. You realize that the world of interpretation gives us unbelievable freedom. Because it doesn't matter what happened to us, we'll dictate how it will affect us. Can you look into this? We just went through a very tough year, right? Corona, COVID. Without interpretation, you know how hard it is to deal with that? And constantly, that's why that's the days of the candles, right? The candles is the interpretation. Is that you do your best and the rest happens alone. And there is light. You just light it and you bring whatever you can, and it happens that the light is there, and it's light. And the light is connecting the world of potential to the world of energy. So you're connecting potential to energy. That's what the world is all about. And the world of energy, it's all light. There is no darkness. That's it. That's called the Chudei Law. That's Shloish Echudim. If you would Eke, Havaye, Eke, Elohim, Ados, the whole thing makes sense. That's why the miracle of the candles, which is the interpretation, is enlightening. The story happened at some point in time, but didn't happen at the same time. So I don't know what Shurkin told you. I don't know what he told you, honestly. But the Poshet Pshat is, I personally can't buy that this was before. That this is not new. That this is not a later interpretation. And if you look at this, this follows. It's so gewaldic that for sure the candles are. Candles only come after the Churban. They have to come after a time that you have to give narrative. Candles are the narrative of us.
You have to tie it to the fact that there's no long menorah in the Beis HaMikdash.
Absolutely. As long as there was a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, it was a natural narrative. Absolutely. You know, it's so clear. Don't think it's gewaldic, I think. And also, you go from a menorah, which was 7 candles, to the menorah of 8. That's the Chanukiah, right? Why? Because 7 is the world of physical, Ches is the world of spiritual. Today, we have to transcend to the world of spiritual, because in the world of physical, it doesn't make sense. Unless you connect to higher reality, life here is very tough. And you don't control. But if you give the right interpretation, everything makes sense. If you give the right narrative, if you connect into higher. That's why it's so givaldic. That's what the Gemara says, call us Zoe, but there is Chanukah, according to Rashi, according to Shoinim, Havilim Bonim Tamid Chachomim. Because that's what it is, right? And that's why you have to light in the Bein HaShemoshes to carry the Bein HaShemoshes to the night. Because that's what the candles do.
Right.
Continuity, connection. That's why the Tikkun HaZoyah. But you see how the Tikkun HaZoyah is very, very sensitive with this. That's all the Zayis thought of Befiyah. That sometimes is bitter, but you want to be bitter B'yad Hashem. If you do B'yad B'nei Adam, that's terrible. It's better to be bitter be'ar Hashem because you know that you are in a higher reality, something that makes much more sense. You have to take away the agents and to go into the world of agency.
And B'digas Chomos using the Nair?
Well, it's the same idea, right? I always say that, in other words, for you to look at it and to see the imperfections of life, you need something much higher. It's very easy, now that to look for the imperfections of life using very low metrics. If you are really a Jew, which is spirituality, you realize that the things are not obvious. You realize that at the Gemara, right? How do you know that you make B'dikas Chometz by Ner? So everybody, every Braisa and every Moira says, it's Ner, Minero, is Michipus, it's one chain of Gzera Shavas. Right? Vechapes, Olu Imotza, it says Chipus and Chipus. Metzia comes from Chipus. Chipus come from Ner, and Ner is and Ner is come from Ner. Right? In the fourth step. Why would that fourth step Gzera Shava? Because Chipus is never obvious. You need to go from chain to find something. To find obvious flaws is nothing. You've got to find real flaws. You can only do it by Ner, by really transcending, by going to a higher level. Then you could look for flaws. So in other words, to look for Chometz, you need a Ner. Because otherwise, you miss a lot of things. in other words, Bdikas Chometz is not that you find right away. You go, it's a multi-step process. Mitzia, Michipus, Chipus, Minero, is a Chapez, Loi Motza, right? And then Nero is Miner. And that's only connecting to something much higher. In other words, connecting, putting gold, and having, aiming high, you could see the flaws that will take you there. That's what I think. Which is so interesting because... No.
But the Iker learning is at night, not
yes.
To what? The Iker learning should be during the day.
No.
Because the day is where I have interpretation.
No. The day you don't need interpretation. You only need interpretation at night. Oh, that's the opposite, right? In the day, you don't need interpretation. It is what it is. At night, you give interpretation. I always say, when life is going good, you don't need interpretation. It's obvious. Right? That's why Rasodic says, in the days when you have miracles, it's time of night. It's technically a night. Why? Because the world of darkness says rays of light. In a world of night, it turns into the day because you go to a higher reality. So Torah Shebal Peh has to be at night because Torah Shebal Peh shines at night. You realize Torah Shebal Peh shines when the obvious is not there. In other words, if you have no kashas, there's no Torah Shebal Peh. In the world without kashas, there is no hoid. Hoid, look at the, see, this is such, I'm telling you, this, hopefully people will never forget this, to Odi Giontev. Hoido is only b'mokum shiyoch lichpoir. Something which is obvious is not hoido. Teresh about parents, something that's, in other words, if you don't have a kasha, you don't have a parents. I always say, if there will be no kashas, will be no teresh about parents. Teresh about parents is only at night, when you have a lot of kashas, you need interpretation. But that's the beauty of life. In the world which is day, there's no Torah Shebal Peh. If you have something, there's no kashas. What is there? I always tell people, you know something, if the Girsois, right? Sometimes, you remember they brought the Girsois, the first Shas Minchen, and they realized that they took away a lot of the kashas. I said, you think that's good? That's bad. Because by having kashas, you created a whole industry of Torah Shebal Peh. But machshakim oyshivani kimei seyolam. That's why the candles need to stop from before, but they need to be a time when it's dark. Because shraga betiara lamali. That's hoido. The halal of Chanukah is replacing the halal that you could not say in the world of Nigle. Rabbi said the kavona that we say tomorrow, the halal, has to be the halal is the halal that on the regular Yom Tov you could not say that halal. Those are the 8 days. Again, you're on the eight. It's again the 8 days. That in the world of obvious, you can say halal. Masa Yodei Tovim Bayam, Sifre Chaim, Sifre Meisim. I could give you a million reasons that you can say halal. This is the world that you say halal. This is the world of Hoido. Hoido is only b'mokum shiyoch lichper. Moshe Rabbeinu could never be Torah Shebal Peh. You know why not? Because for him it's Paklaria Mira. In the world of his Paklaria Mira, there's no Torah Shebal Peh. There are no kashes. In the world that there are no kashes, there are no terutzim. That's why Torah Shebal Peh has to be only at night, can never be at day.
So is that why the chiyuv of Mavr Sedra is only during, or at least learning Torah Shebichsav is only by day?
Yeah. Because Torah Shebichsav at night doesn't work. Absolutely, I always say that. But Tzodik says, just now I told you, that's why Nisim Gluim is Torah Shebichsav. Nitan Likosev, it's obvious. It's patent. That's day. Torah Shebal Peh is the world of non-obvious at night. Always tell my kids, right? We, in life, we waste so much time on thinking of what's going to happen to us that realize we don't control it. Kol Hayom Dova tells you that Hoid is b'mokum sheyochol lichpoir. And then you shine. You only shine b'mokum sheyochol lichpoir. You know, there's something which is obviously good, that you can't fail. That's not success. Success is only in a mokum that you could fail. Those are the great successes. get there. People always think that they're going to succeed when life is good. And you really, the success is when the challenges come to life. That's what the successes are. Look at the Shach, right? The Shach wrote his pirush during Tachvetat. Do you ever see somebody who wrote his pirush and life was great and he was mamish like a Rothschild? I haven't seen this. Toirosi shalomadeti be'af hish omdali. Af chochmosi omdali. That's it, the word of it. The greater the mokum akfira, the greater the thing. That's why the nearest can only come at a time called a Yom Dova. I think that's the result, right? Right? Hoid is only bisman shekol a Yom Dova. So it comes out. Again, that's a bichidush, but I'll tell you, I think, right? The nearest Hanukkah become this story of Hanukkah gets defocused from the Milchoma into the Neres. Tavka by Kola Yom Dova, the beginning of the fifth millennium. Basically 1,000 years after Hanukkah. That's why the Babli changes. That's why the Babli changes completely the story of see, I'm giving a class in NYU, I told you, on the thing. But if you look at Megillah Steinis, right? Megillah Steinis, we have the scholia. We found the scholia. And we know that Megillah Steinis doesn't write about the miracle of the candles. It's only the version of Megillah Steinis that the Babli quotes. Clearly, that was a miracle that was irrelevant. In the Babli, they said, no, this is how we're going to use it. We're going to use the candles as the narrative to Neres Hanukkah, and then Neres Hanukkah apply on a daily basis. It becomes a currency that can be used. But you could never interpret that until you went Kol Hayom Dova. And that's why the Ari says, Kol Hayom Dova the Tikkun Hoid. Kol Hayom Dova. You know Dova means Anida, that she's separate, that the Isha is separate Mibayla, and Hoid is connecting. Right? Kol Hayom Dova is that you feel that you are excluded, you're excommunicated, you're separate, and Hoid is to say that everything's connected, everything's shining, something much bigger. The world is shining a light. We are carrying the day into the night. That's like carrying the day into the night. That's why you light it during the day and it has to be lit during the night.
So then why don't the Litvish not say Takanon during Hoid?
What do you mean?
During the Sfiris Omer, Chassidim, yes, don't say Tachanun during the week of Hoid.
I don't know. But Hoid, by the way, who's Hoid? That's Givaldik, yes. He's a Shemin Yochai. Hoid Shem Hoid is a Shemin Yochai. He is the one who's Megale the Soy, the Sino Elam Hazah. Yeah, he's a Shemin Yochai. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, but Tachanun, I don't know. If people made Tachanun into something sad, and I don't think Tachanun is something sad, there's something connection. That's what it is.
Oh.
Well, say this is it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us indeed that we should be able to say Hallel on all of our lives. In a year like this, you know, I don't think to myself, this is so real. Because you can't control COVID and etc. You just have to make lemonade out of the lemons that you have in life. And that's how it, to say Hallel when we couldn't say Hallel before. Because the story is that allows you to see that. That is Mruim Bideish Lakudim Yodosh Lakudosh Bohu and Namesukim Bideyodom. That's it. Have a great night and a feel Hanukkah. It's a pleasure always.
You know, Ari.
Yes.
One more point. You know, the famous Rav Huttner on, which is written on Hala in Hanukkah, right, about Modim Anachnu Lach. Modim is both Hodah and
knowledge and Givaldik.
This is the pshat there, the essence of this point.
Absolutely. Givaldik, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I didn't think about it, yes?
The what's his name? The Yom Tov, what's his name? The Mir.
What do you mean?
Yonig Yom Tov, right? Who says?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
The Bakum Shoch Halikpur. Is that correct? That's the real Hoidah.
That's the point.
By the way, we see my mouse or mouse to Yeshua Silcha Noel Shabeach Tikon basic Lassiv Sham to Dan Zabeach. Why Toida? Because that's Toida. That's Korban Toida. That's what Rudy says. Toida is acknowledgement. You're taking Chometz into Matzah. That's why Toida is a Korban Chometz.
It comes from the source of being able to be Kofer and your Moda, you admit
that is Oida. Yes.
Right.
By the way, that twist Yontov is Givon, that the Oinig Yontov Dagdom. Oh my God.
I know, it's powerful.
Yes. People have a great Chag, and it should be a lichtige Chanukah. Call to my people, everybody.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.